Good morning, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Hi, Brock. It's Jenny Packer here. How are you?
Oh, good, Jenny. How are we going? How's that little trip?
She's worse.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's worse. When would we, like, if this is going to work, when should we expect to see some improvement?
Yeah, I think it might take definitely a couple of days.
Yeah, okay. But, so you wouldn't expect to see anything by this morning?
I mean, maybe a small amount. I guess it just depends, like, you know, if she's got septic peritonitis and reproductive disease. It just takes a while to settle things down. And
Okay.
Is any food going through at all?
Well, it's weird. Like, yesterday I stuck the tube down her throat and tried to suck out the contents of her crop because I knew if I tried to put anything else in, it would just overflow. Mm-hmm. And what I got out was clear liquid with some greenery, which is going to be 2 or 3 days old, I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Like some bits of kale and stuff. And then, but it wasn't a lot. It was probably 20 mils max.
Yep.
But then I managed to get in about 40 mils of the NeoCare.
Right.
And this morning I did the same thing again because her crop was full and spongy. So I tried to syringe out a bit. I probably got out about 30 or 40 mils and it was totally clear apart from an undigested mealworm, which is going to be days old. Like probably a couple of weeks old.
Yeah.
And again, some more bits of kale. But I think the bits of kale are blocking up the tube, so I'm not very effective. But she was regurgitating quite a lot on her own. So we just made sure to keep her head down so that she didn't aspirate on it. And then I managed to get another 40 mils in. But what I got out was totally clear where the NeoCare is not.
Good. So I think. Look normal?
No, it's just bright yellow liquid.
Okay. But not the, is it the NeoCare coming through or is that just the urates?
I think it's just the urates. I don't know.
I'd give her another 24 hours. Like if she still declines, like I think we'll probably say, well, she's probably just not going to get better.
Yeah.
But honestly, the only other thing we can really do for her would be just give her like injectable fluid therapy. And
I think Ian and I have talked about this and just seeing how upsetting this, you know, 5 injections a day and tube feeding twice a day is, you know, she's a delicate little thing. And whereas a lot of chooks would just take it in their stride, she isn't. And she kind of shuts down every time I do it. We kind of thought she was actually going to die on the kitchen counter this morning. She was like, she had her eyes shut. I think if she's not better by Saturday, we're just going to have her put to sleep.
Yeah, look, I'd probably just give her another night, honestly.
Yeah.
We definitely have time tomorrow if you wanted to, preemptively book in an appointment as well to euthanasia, or, you know, if you do that with your other other vet as well, that should be whatever's fine. But I think if she's still no better tomorrow, she's still not passing poo. Like that's it. She probably is just so deficient in energy as well.
The fact that she's been losing weight for quite a long time tells me that, you know, maybe it is cancer and, you know, that she's just not going to get better no matter how good the care is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to book anything in now for you?
Yeah, go on. Good. I think I'll talk to Ian about it because he's going to have to bring her in because he's working from home tomorrow unless I can get the day as well, but... What kind of appointment times have you got?
Anywhere in the morning, honestly, and then probably just late afternoon after about 4.
Okay, yeah, we'll probably go for one of the late afternoon ones then.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I'll just do a tentative 4:30, hey?
Yeah, that sounds great.
And
then if I need to change it, I can do, yeah. Because I think if there's no change by then, it's not going to happen, is it?
I wouldn't think so, no.
Yeah.
I think... And that's it, like, she'd probably just be starving to death, honestly.
Yeah, and I don't want, you know, the last couple of days of her life to be like this.
Yeah.
This is not how I want it, you know. I would have liked it if she'd just been absolutely fine one day and then just gone to sleep in her, you know, died in her sleep. That would have suited me nicely.
It would be nice. And, like, you know, like, it's obviously a bit stressful and painful for her, but, like, remember, they are hardy, Jenny. Like, she does want to live, you know.
Yeah.
They do, like, you know, I think it's nice that we try. I think we owe
her
much, you know.
Yeah.
So don't feel too bad for her in that respect. Like,
yeah,
happy,
okay.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, or if she passes away overnight, just let me know.
Yeah, we'll do. Okay. Thanks, Rock. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.